What X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick and Friends. Good morning, my friends. What's up? How are you? All right, good. Let's get down to business. My number one friend, I wanna see your Hajda. Dot dot. Your Hajda hot dog. I wanna see your Hajda. Dot dot. Your Hajda hot dog. Nicholas Hajda, assistant host of the program. How are you today? You're better now because I'm handing you a tub of grilled hot dogs, my guy.
Yeah, one's been bitten off of. That's great.
Oh, I brought you a whole variety. Some of them were grilled outside on the grill. Some of them on the inside Ninja Foodie Smart Grill.
And some in your mouth.
And one of them, just so you know what sort of a horror house of monsters I live in, Bonham Bumbleito just walks by a plate of hot dogs, picks ones up, takes a bite, and puts it back down on the plate and walks away.
Well, congratulations. That's his now, not mine.
What are you talking about? You want hot dogs grilled in the Dick house? That's what you get, okay? Mm-hmm. That is the product of Dick grilling, all right?
I also seem to notice how I gave you, or you originally gave me
how many hot dogs?
I gave them back to you and said, you please grill these.
All right.
And now I have four returned to me.
In the words of the great Forrest Gump, I ate some.
Is that in the movie?
Yeah, you don't remember when he gives Jenny the chocolates and he says, I ate some.
Okay. Yeah.
Golly.
That was right before she told him he had AIDS,
Just to be clear, everyone, I brought Nick a package of hot dogs because I know he's a garbage person who will eat those. And he hands them back to me. He says, will you take these home, grill them, and bring them back to me? I did. And now it's not good enough.
You did it. You brought half of them
now
back.
It's not, there's five hot dogs in there. Okay. 4.8 hot dogs. You shut your goddamn mouth.
I half appreciate you. Thank you.
Noted young person, she's lived in a world poisoned with veggie dogs her entire life.
Hi.
Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, veggie dog's been a thing your whole life, right?
I guess. Not in my household. Oh, those would be kicked to the curb.
I remember being at the first time I ever encountered a veggie dog. It was at a barbecue. The then program director of this radio station, Melody Lee. Mm-hmm. And there was just a big plate of freshly grilled hot dogs. And she just, like a real terrorist, just had the veggie dogs mixed in with the normal dogs. So I was like, what's up with this one? This one looks good. And then I ate it. It's like, it's that hot dog. What's in there?
Ew.
What is in there?
It's like tofu dogs.
It's a real nightmare, man.
That's pretty gross. I honestly would be terrified if I ever became a vegan in my household because my dad's from Texas and my mom's from Wisconsin. So I will be exiled from the family.
That's a problem.
If I don't eat dairy or if I don't eat meat. So I like it. I like dairy and meat. It's fine.
Vegetarian people, I know you're all butthurt right now.
I'm sorry.
Because of what I said about your veggie hot dogs.
And I know I look like I should be vegan and I'm not. So I'm sorry to disappoint any of you out there.
You do look vegan.
Yeah, I'm wearing a long skirt today. So I look like I should be vegan. I'm so sorry to disappoint.
That should be a lesson to all vegans out there because I think 38% of them are just in it for the look, right? They just want to look like they're vegan.
38? Okay. Where did you get 38%?
What percent do you think it is?
I don't know.
I did a quick. I checked the data in my head.
Yeah, you surveyed.
I looked at every vegan that I've ever encountered, and I said, how many of them are legit about the cause, and how many of them just want to be like I'm vegan so that I look like a cool vegan.
I was going to say. To the number.
Oh no! Oh. Hold on, it's recomputing.
Oh.
37.7%. So thanks for calling me on that.
You're welcome. I was going to say, I feel like there's about 40% who just like to say they're vegan.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's the same people who are like just in it for the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are those 38% still eating meat? Or are they?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have the posers. Look. Yeah, you got to dive right in.
Right.
There's a certain percentage.
Not at all.
Say that they're vegan, but then, they'll just sit there.
There's hundreds of thousands of reformed vegans out there who are like, I can do the look, but I don't have to eat the garbage food. Oh, this is great. So, yeah. But they're out. They're out of the calculation. They don't count anymore. All right. Did we make it good, vegans, vegetarian? Oh, we made it worse. My bad.
Sorry, guys.
I was going to say, I know you guys have come a long way with your fake meat, perhaps since I was at Melody Lee's barbecue.
I love vegan food.
But what happened to me that day was...
Emily can't keep her hands off chorizo.
Yeah, I love
burrito.
Humbelito did ask me what was in the hot dogs last night.
What did you say?
First, because I say, do you want a hot dog? And he goes, what kind? And I said, it's a hot dog. What do you mean, what kind? And he goes... turkey or pork? Because his mom forces turkey spaghetti and turkey everything on him all the time. I don't know why. They're both the skinniest people ever.
Uh-huh.
Buy beef. But I was like, I don't know. That's the point of hot dogs. It's just all the meats mixed in there into one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
And indeed, yeah.
It's pig hooves, beef hooves.
Exactly.
Turkey hooves.
Exactly.
All right.
But not plants. Not plants, okay?
Well, plants don't have hooves.
These are the
rules.
Well,
after this conversation, I'm vegan now, guys. Oh. This is my coming out.
Cyber Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, right. Topping all sex with your bra on news.
Oh.
It doesn't work. Emily, you ever have sex with your bra on?
Yeah, definitely. What do you mean
really?
What do you mean it doesn't work?
Listen, this is
what do you mean doesn't work?
I bring it up mostly.
That's how you activate the vagina is because taking off the bra.
This is what has it ruined the movie Knocked Up for me, okay? Knocked Up is about the premise, the catalyst of the movie is what's her name? 27 Dresses.
Michael.
Yeah. She gets drunk and decides to hook up with Seth Rogen, mm-hmm. and they're making mistakes. But she's back at his house. They make a mistake, a mistake, baby. The whole time she's got her bra on, all right?
Yeah.
If you are willing to make with Seth Rogen mistakes, you do it fully nude, okay?
Okay.
You don't do it like we're hooking up in the broom closet at middle school. I'm going to keep my bra on style.
This is what made Hollywood turn on her, and that's why she's no longer working.
That was the end.
That was the end.
Yeah.
They were like, man,
Shailene Woodley,
mm-hmm.
who I only know as the person from ruining the current Packers football season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it?
Wow.
What is
jumping immediately to blaming the girlfriend.
What else is she in?
Big Little Lies.
Nah.
What? Oh, you need to watch that. No, if we're talking good HBO shows, you got to watch Big Little Lies. She's in Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Tell you what, we'll tell you both that we're going to watch Big Little Lies, and it'll take us like 2 years to do it. So
oh
check back
God.
In 2023, see what we've done.
Oh
She's in The Fault in Our Stars with your boy, Ethberg Cuthelbart.
No.
Egghart.
Ansel Egbert.
Yeah.
No, that's not even right. I can't remember what her name is. She's also in The Divergent, which is like knockoff generic.
No.
It's the Pepsi of Hunger Games.
Well, she says she's down with the nudity as long as she's offered some control, as long as it makes sense. Quote, I've never felt uncomfortable doing intimate scenes because I'm very vocal. I always sit down and talk with the director, the other actor. We always have conversations of how are you planning on shooting it? Is the nudity necessary? Is it going to distract from the scene, add to the scene? We know exactly what the boundaries are. I've never been in a situation where those things haven't been honored, end quote. She would continue, though, saying that she feels more comfortable just taking everything off. Quote, oftentimes in movies, you see two people having sex and the woman has her bra on. And in real life, I don't ever think I ever had sex like that with a bra on, end quote. Good on you, Aaron Rodgers. I'm just bringing it up because Shailene Woodley. I'm right there with you, sister. Nobody
powerhouse.
Has sex with a bra on, but apparently Emily does.
Sometimes. It's just like, you know, sometimes you don't get there. Sometimes it's just...
Sometimes.
In the heat of the moment.
I've heard many women that I've had sex with say, sometimes you don't get there, okay?
Yeah.
But not about the bra.
It's
about other situations.
I like to do it with pool rules. I just wear a white shirt that's wet and see-through.
Oh, my God.
I'm currently in the rewatching Curb Your Enthusiasm just because. And yeah, Larry, he does pretty well for himself. I guess, the $900 million creates opportunities for the dude. Never takes his shirt off. Every sex scene, Larry's got his shirt on. Like,
really?
What's going on here, man?
Now, shirt makes no sense. Like, for women, we have layers. So I understand if, like, shirt comes off, bra doesn't get there. But for men...
Right.
There's only one piece there. Come on. Take your shirt off. Don't be stupid. You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
Let's get nude, man.
I also like to keep the blanket up over covering my nipples. That's what I do. Post-coital. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That's the thing you also see in movies and TV shows.
Right.
I'm just going to cover my breasts after sex.
Well, I get really cold. I get cold.
You always see me in here. You sleep in the wet spot.
What?
What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends. Jaws on the Water movie passes coming up in just a second. Hold on.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Good in tonight. The NBA Finals could officially be over. Emily, bad news. Dolphins in three, not looking good. Not looking good.
Man, maybe next year.
Yeah.
But not 0%, right? Still has a chance?
I have not done a full-on deep dive into the numbers of this series. I'm pretty positive. Bucks up 3-2. The only way the series ends tonight is Bucks in six. Suns in seven is still alive. But I'm going to put research on Dolphins in three to see if that's still a possibility for you. All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll place my bets with you.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Nobody cares about the NBA Finals, though. Let's talk about children playing basketball in China. There is a young woman, 14 years old. Do I call her a young woman? Is that creepy?
Is that weird? That's creepy.
I know.
A child.
When I was talking about a 13-year-old a second ago, that was a problem. That was a thing. Mm-hmm. That was an issue. Mm-hmm. You know what? I will say, Bumbleito, is he growing up? He's studying at the Jason Dick Nephew Aiden Handbook as we went to a dinner on Sunday night, the Gnarly Gar. It's one of them floating restaurants out on Lake Travis.
Okay.
He picked out the most expensive thing on the menu.
Oh,
good job,
great.
Buddy. Have you guys been to the Gnarly Gar?
No, I haven't.
You know what that is?
Nope.
It's like one of those, like I said, little restaurants that's just out there in the middle of the lake-ish. But there's a gazillion catfish and I think carp. I don't know anything about
carp.
Fish. Carp. But they just like are huddled all around the side of the restaurant because they're waiting on stupid ass kids to throw them some French fries. So a little Bumbleito orders the most expensive thing on the menu, fried shrimp, feeds half of it to the catfish.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's too close to cannibalism. What are you doing?
Well,
no,
I'm like,
they'll eat shrimp. Yeah, that's fine. I think
they'll eat anything. I was like, Bumbleito, throw your shoe down there. They'll eat it. Okay. I'm like, order from the kids menu if you're going to feed it to the fish.
You know what you should do? You order the catfish and then you try to feed it to the catfish. If it doesn't eat it. No, if it does eat it, then you're like, you can complain like, hey, this is not real catfish. Because otherwise he would have not ate it because it's cannibalism. He would have known.
I think there's a way
to get a free meal out of this somehow.
The animal kingdom does not care.
14-year-old Shang Xiu, nailed it, is nearly 7 feet 5 inches tall. 7
Ooh.
Feet 4.9 inches tall. Emily, you're a tall girl. How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
5'8".
5'8".
Is that tall girl? What is the threshold
that's over average.
Like
5'5",
5'6"?
No.
Yeah, like 5'6".
Above that is tall for a girl?
Mm-hmm. 5'6", yeah. I think, is like average for a woman.
Okay.
Woman of my stature.
All right. Mm-hmm. Would you like to be? Do you enjoy being tall?
There are definitely some benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Dating is annoying. The most annoying part about dating is seeing all the like 5 foot and under girls dating guys that are like 6'4". And I'm like, wait, those are for me.
Why is dating? I mean, because is it hard to find a guy who's over 5'8"? Also, why can't you date a shorty?
I've tried dating guys my height. It just feels awkward. It feels very awkward.
Like you need like a 5 foot two dude.
Absolutely
flip
not.
Flip the script completely.
Absolutely not. I'm so sorry. Cannot do that. Yeah. No, but it just makes me mad when the shorties take the tall ones. I'm like, you guys need the short kings.
Would you like to be taller?
No.
See, that's what
I've always said. Like 6'2", 6'3" would have been perfect.
Not for me.
That's a good height. But once you get up, I would not want to be taller than I currently am because your height, it's basically good for seeing at a concert and playing professional basketball.
Yes.
And if you're fat, roly poly like me. Exerting dominance
like
over
just naturally
else?
We lean towards tall people and you respect them because you're
like,
really looking up.
I feel bad for young Shang Xiu. I hope that she eventually collects her $38,000 a year in the WNBA, but after that, it's like this is a pain in the ass for you getting on an airplane for the rest of time.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Think about roller coasters or just stairs. Like even walking upstairs and then there's that little
stairs.
Edge. There's like sometimes when you're in a stairwell and there's like a little edge and you kind of have to like, you feel like you need to duck, but you don't really have to duck.
You're really playing to this
She has to duck. She definitely has to duck.
All right.
I might hit me. No, it'll hit her.
I think this is right up with the whole you have to toilet seat down before you pee of just like, really? Are we complaining about you have to duck through doorways?
Yeah, every day.
Just duck.
Seven foot five.
Wear a helmet.
She's 7 to 8 inches taller than LeBron James. As a matter of fact,
at 14, if she were
to go to the NBA right now, she'd be the 6th tallest player in league history.
Now, what are they feeding her?
Not even dumb question
Super
amnesty.
Super soldier serum.
Uncomfortable question amnesty.
Uh-oh.
This girl's got a disorder or something, right? Like, she can't be... She's something's wrong and she's going to be dead by 30. Am I correct here?
Possibly.
That's not funny.
You don't be a healthy eater and grow to be 7'5" when you're 14 years old.
But I mean
this is some sort of Chinese laboratory experiment gone wrong.
Okay, it's funny you say that because this is extreme Nickipedia, They are basically breeding basketball players over there. Like Yao Ming was like, his mom was a Chinese national basketball player. His dad, and like, they're like, hey, why don't y'all have a super tall baby?
Yeah, so, but that's not it.
I don't know if she's from one of these places, but they are doing that.
Mm. Mm. I feel like I said Chinese laboratory experiment. Now I'm on some list.
She was bitten by
Alex
a bat.
Alex Jones is
going
to try and book me on his show today or something like that. You guys won't believe it. She's killing it in her youth basketball league.
Oh, I won't believe it, huh?
42 points, 25 rebounds, and 6 blocks to win the China Nationals. I'd say only six blocks.
That's what I was going to say.
What are you doing, Shang Shiyu?
She feels
That's
bad.
That's lazy defense, all right?
I mean, have you seen the picture of her? Look at this. She's like a good 3 feet taller than everybody else.
Only 6 blocks. How many shots did the other team attempt? Because that should be the number of blocks that
it
you have.
Should have been 6.
Yeah.
The other girls are 4'10". Okay?
You know what? There should have been no stats because the other team should have been like, we quit. We can't do that.
Anyway.
I feel bad for the person that has to defend her in a game. Like a little middle schooler. They're like, all right, you're riding the crotch. Yeah, you're going to get 23. And then they look at 23 and their eyes just get really big because that's how I felt when I played basketball.
Nick, you're not allowed to say riding the crotch of a 14-year-old, okay? That's you toxic, my friend.
My bad. I'm the
toxic
one.
Toxic capital
weird.
T.
That's scary.
Jaws on the Water. This is pretty cool. Alamo Drafthouse partnered with High Beam Events and Action Pack Entertainment. They're showing Jaws out on the big outdoor movie screen at Valente Beach. You float while you watch the movie. 512-835-1015 is the number. You want to see Jaws on the Water. We have tickets to hook up for this Saturday. 512-835-1015. Are you smarter than Jason is next? Good luck. What up, X? It's the Morning X with tickets, passes to see Jaws on the Water, Valente Beach this Saturday. It's a Alamo Drafthouse High Beam Events Action Pack Entertainment joint. Go to highbeamevents.com for details and tickets. You can win some right now.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestants is, good morning, Jamie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jamie, I'm going the hallway. Good luck, dude.
Jamie,
we've
got 3 trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, and if you get more right than Jason, then you will be looking for sharks at Valente Beach this weekend.
Sorry.
What? No, you're good.
Okay.
Good. I was laying out for you.
Oh, cool.
We've got 3 trivia topics. Like I said, number one is basketball movies better than Space Jam 2. We've also got which German composer wrote that, or Ancient Wonders of the World.
I'll go with Ancient Wonders of the World.
Excellent. Number one, which of the 7 wonders of the world, that's what we're talking about. There's the 7 wonders of the world, the very specific ones, you know it. But which of those is the only one that still exists?
The pyramids?
I'm going to give it to you. Great Pyramid of Giza. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks.
Fun fact, it's also the oldest. It was the first and still here.
Ah.
That's right.
There's aliens
King
in there.
King Kong ain't got nothing on it. What ancient city located near what is now Iraq was home to the Hanging Gardens? They were the Hanging Gardens of blank.
Babylon?
Yes.
Nice.
And finally, the Colossus of Rhodes, a huge statue of the sun god Helios, was erected in what country? What country gave us the Colossus of Rhodes?
Oh, man.
It's a huge statue.
No idea. I want to say...
the sun god Helios.
I want to say Turkey.
It's right there, Greece.
Oh, man.
What's left over from your turkey is Greece. Hold on, though, Jamie. We can get Jason back in here. He don't know nothing about no wonders of the world except for him. He's like, I'm all 7.
I'm a wonder of the world?
According to you.
When did I say I was a wonder of the world?
You imply it all the time.
I do wondrous things. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
You do wondrous things for the world?
Not for the world, for him.
Oh.
Yeah, for him. And those lucky enough to latch onto him.
The world needs me, okay?
Uh-huh.
So anything I do to benefit myself... by the transitive property, thus benefits the world as well.
Yeah, don't forget.
Boom.
Don't forget, Nick. Look at those hot dogs that are sitting on the counter that he graciously provided.
Thank you, Emily.
For
oh, look,
twice.
Thank you.
He provided twice.
I'm the little fish that attaches itself to the great white's belly for sustenance. I'd be nothing without him.
Still
okay?
haven't had a hot dog. All right.
Yeah.
How many wieners do I have to give you before you put one inside you?
I was about to say, you better be lucky he gave you raw dogs and then he cooked them.
I'll tell you what, after this segment, I'll put
to come at you raw dog style. You said no.
I'll put the one that was in a 13-year-old boy in my mouth after this, okay? We got to get through this trivia.
Nobody gets
all right,
this.
Melito took a bite of a hot dog.
Around here, okay?
Ancient wonders of the world, Jamie got two.
Okay.
This is all about the seven wonders of the world.
Okay.
Specific ones, blah, blah, blah. Which of these seven wonders of the world is the only one that still exists? Which of the seven wonders of the world is the only one that still exists?
I don't know what they are. Give me Egyptian pyramids, Bob.
Yes.
Wow.
Simply the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Okay.
What ancient city?
Got you a quality pyramid.
Located near what is now Iraq, was home to the Hanging Gardens. Ancient city near Iraq, the Hanging Gardens of blank.
Just go for my gut. Just run out of time. Give me Mesopotamia.
Oh, close. Babylon. Which is in Mesopotamia, but that's a region. Tigris, Euphrates. The Colossus of Rhodes, a huge statue of the sun god Helios, was erected in what country? Colossus of Rhodes, huge statue of the sun god Helios.
Colossus of Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
What country?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't go back to Egypt again, or would you? Colossus of Helios. Helios. Where do you get your Helios at? Gimme Greece!
That's correct.
Wow, damn it. I don't have time for a tiebreaker. In the case of a tie, as we have here, Jamie, Nick will ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever is closest, you may go over, will be the winner. Hajda?
The Colossus of Rhodes stood approximately 70 cubits, which equates to how many feet tall?
Hang on, 70 cubits.
70 cubits.
Cubits. Huberts.
It's an ancient form of measurement.
I like the idea of 70 Huberts.
70 Cubits. Cubits. Hubert's a video game character.
I know. I'm just saying. How funny.
How tall is
70 Huberts.
You know, I'll Google both.
Yeah, Huber kind of jumps on like a little pyramid type thing.
Chinese basketball player is how many cubits tall?
Jamie, how many feet tall is 70 cubits? Is that the answer?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm going to say 105
feet. 105
feet.
I'm going to go a cubit is 7 feet. So 70 of those is 490 feet tall.
It's 105 feet.
What?
Whoa.
Bullets. Jamie.
Whoa, Jamie.
I hope you drown in Valente Beach. Hold on 1 second. We do have a prize for you, buddy.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.